If you are deep into your spiritual practice, I'm talking years, decades, and you're still struggling to speak your truth, then I have an invitation for you. And this is specifically for those of you who know that your liberation comes from your creative business. You are here to help create a new world. And that is why your voice is extremely necessary. But you're struggling. What you need to do is clear the fears that are holding you back and make sure you're moving not only with love, but with power. I urge you to register for my free 3-day intensive Altar of Trust. We're going to reprogram close to 100 subconscious beliefs. On day one, we'll create an altar for trusting your vision, which of course includes money, which of course includes sensuality, as the subconscious often treats them the same. Day two, we'll create an altar for trusting your marketing, which means how attractive do you feel to have millions of eyes on you when your business goes viral, which it should, and I can teach you how. Day three, we'll create an altar for success and clear out all the ways you love to self-sabotage to protect yourself. You can register for free at truthvibration.com/altar. Do it quick because spots are limited. Okay, I want you to use today's subconscious reprogramming session on a specific relationship or a specific situation. Pain, guilt, shame, humiliation, resentment, rejection, regret, it pools and it collects around us, and we hold on to it to protect ourselves and keep us safe. We can go broad strokes, but the most potent reprogramming happens between you and a specific relationship. Everything is relationships. So I want you to get really specific in today's session, and I want you to bookmark and save today's session and reuse it like a rinse and repeat formula for every single relationship or situation that you want to release. This is just a drop in the bucket of the kind of work that we do inside Rebirth, and I wanted to give it to you today. I need to give it away, because it's too simple to do with such a sweet result of freedom. So inside Rebirth, we release the 9 core belief blocks, which are resentment, rejection, regret, oaths, vows, obligations, your doubt, your disbelief, and your emotional parasites, all the things that suck you dry, that pull your attention from the thing you know in your soul, in your gut, that you are supposed to be doing right now. This is designed to help you focus. And it's designed to help you focus by bringing the encoding of forgiveness to that person or situation, and then bringing the frequency of love to that person, that situation, and to yourself. This is how we move on. This is how we get free. This is real. This is not just fluff. We're surrounded in the world by talk of self-love that is total fucking fluff. Give me your undivided attention for 20 minutes and we will clear your subconscious from the burden of this situation and from the protection mechanism it has orchestrated within you. Okay, let's literally be out of our mind. Bring into your mind this specific relationship or situation that you would like to rebirth. Commit to the possibility of releasing this now so you can move forward without the burden of it. Enjoy this. It should feel really good. Close your eyes. And take a slow, luxurious breath in through both nostrils and out. Imagine energy pooling and collecting at the soles of your feet. It has a color. See the color. And imagine this energy going down like beautiful strands of angel hair light down below the floorboards, down below the foundation of the building, deeper and deeper through the rock and the dirt, down into the core of the earth. You're reminded of your connection to Mother Earth. Mother Earth breathes in with you. Mother Earth breathes out with you. In and out. In and out. Coming up just as quickly as you went down, you begin to go up, up above the rock and dirt, up above the foundation of the building, up above the floorboards. This energy moves in between all 10 of your toes, and it begins to go up. You imagine this energy wrapping around your ankles, swirling around your calves. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves up above the knees, up above the thighs, up above the hips. Take a deep breath in. This energy floods your belly. Your belly totally relaxes. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves up to the heart. Feel your heart begin to smile. You're reminded to do work from your heart, to live from your heart, to receive from your heart. Take a deep breath in. Your fingertips relax. Your forearms relax. Your shoulders relax. And this energy moves up into the throat. Your ability to speak truth begins to tingle and activate. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves up to the third eye. Center of the forehead meets the center of the crown. Take a deep breath in. Your ability to see truth begins to tingle and activate. Your ability to create vision for your life begins to activate. Take a deep breath in. This energy moves up to your crown. See yourself inside this ball of light above your crown. Take a deep breath in, and you begin to go up, up above the room you're in, up above the building you're in. Take a deep breath in. The city or town you're in gets smaller and smaller as you lift up above the trees, up above the clouds, up and up you go. Take a deep breath in as you shoot past the outermost core of the earth. You shoot past the known galaxies, quickly into the unknown. Take a deep breath in, and you go up and up and up through bright lights and dark lights. Up and up and up past shades of pink and shades of blue. Where the ascended masters live, you feel your angels and guides rush in and hold you and lift you up and up and up. You begin to go through a jelly-like substance. The more you push, the easier it becomes to totally relax and lift up and up, all the way up. And immediately you see a sparkling, pearlescent white light go through it. And as you do, you merge deeper into the energy of all that is. You merge deeper into unconditional love. Go deeper and deeper and deeper. And then lift up again, up and up, all the way up, until you merge with that light, until you become one with all that is. Say that in your mind, I am one with all that is. Think about this person or past person or situation or past situation that really hurt you, that you're ready to release. The dynamic you're annoyed with. So let's begin with the clearing. Any pain, guilt, shame, humiliation, resentment, rejection, or regret related to what you accepted out of your relationship with this person. Say their name in your mind's eye. Is finished, complete, and sent to the light and to be replaced within you with unconditional love. Say yes and witness. Any soul fragments that belong to you and are with this person, say their name in your mind. Any soul fragments that belong to you and are with this person are now sent to the light to be cleansed, rinsed, and returned to where they belong, and vice versa. Say yes and witness. Witness these soul fragments be sent to the light. Witness them being returned to proper order. Any hooks, cords, bonds between you and this person are unplugged and plugged back into the light, yes? Sending the thought to the light. Creator, it is commanded to release any pain, guilt, shame, humiliation around teaching myself. I cannot trust myself. All of this is finished, complete, sent to the light. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. Witness. Would you like to know what it feels like to live without sacrificing your own needs? Say yes. Would you like to know what it feels like to live without sacrificing yourself in order to be loved? Yes. To live without being a burden? To live without resentment? Yes. Forgiveness is releasing the negative bonds you share with someone. It's much more powerful than resentment because we've released the negative bonds. Hold the intention of forgiveness in your heart. Take a deep breath in and lift up and up and up. And in your mind's eye, state what you are forgiving this person or this situation or yourself for. State it in your mind. Say, and for these things they are forgiven. I forgive you. If they have done their work, you will feel their remorse and their learning and their compassion. If they have not done their work, but you have, they are blown away by the breeze of forgiveness, dissolving as you stand in the white light. You imagine being released from being tethered to them. And now, let's do the clearing again. Any hooks, cords, attachments, bonds between you and this person, state their name. They are unplugged, plugged back into the light, yes? Witness. Any soul fragments that belong to you and are with this person, state their name. Finished, complete, sent to the light to be cleansed and rinsed and returned to where they belong, and vice versa. Say yes and witness. Any pain, grief, sadness, humiliation, any resentments, any regrets around this person, state their name, are now finished, complete, sent to the light to be taken care of and to be replaced with unconditional love in you. Say yes and witness. Bring that sparkling, pearlescent love into any place you feel diminished. Let yourself be rejuvenated by it. Imagine it rinsing over you, nourishing you, and release with thoughts like, I forgive you. 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 Now fill yourself up with light and love and send the thought to the light. Creator, show me how to move forward in this new energy with all that I've learned. Show me now. And listen. When you're ready, come down through the layers and layers of light, down into our atmosphere, down below the clouds, down below the trees, down into the building you're in, down into the room you're in, and rinse off. Rinse this white light energy 6 feet around you, clearing any residual hooks, cords, attachments, bonds that no longer serve you at this time. Imagine this energy pooling and collecting at the soles of your feet. Knowing you stay protected in this white light for the remainder of the day. When you're ready, pull it up, gently kiss each chakra as it comes to the crown. And when you're ready, open your eyes. This was just a tiny taste of one of the subconscious reprogramming sessions in rebirth. I took just a tiny piece of it and gave it to you today. Come join us in this instant access program for the deeper shifts. They just might change your life. But for now, savor this release. Savor yourself and enjoy your freedom. If you've been feeling the power of today's episode and you want to take these affirmations with you, I have made it super easy. I've put together beautiful, downloadable PDFs of all the affirmations from each episode. Head on over to stephaniecarlin.com/PDF and grab yours right now. There's no sign-up hassle, it's just instant access. These affirmations are designed to transform your frequency when they're spoken aloud by you and brought into the conscious realm through the power of language. So I can't wait for you to start using them. Download them now and start feeling the shift. Again, that's stephaniecarlin.com/PDF. Totally free, my gift to you.